Rihanna is not pregnant. Felicity Huffman and White Privilege win again, and it's no bueno for LeBron James's trademark of Taco Tuesday. We have all that and more on this episode of Black Twitter.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
We back.
Hey,
we back.
Whoa.
Hey, hey.
Whoa.
You mad?
Hey. I cannot
do that. No,
we gotta be like, you gotta just turn it up just a little bit. You know how it is.
I'm not a rapper.
Okay, we can be. Might as well. You know,
thank
mama.
You.
Do what you gotta do. But hey, everybody, thank you guys so much for joining us again for Black Twitter, another episode 7 to be exact. We have a lot of topics for you guys. Of course, retweet or delete our special segments, and we got something new for y'all. Come on, topic of the week.
Ooh,
but before we get into that, you know, it's gonna be real cute. Right, before we get into that though, you know, my name is Rocky Harris, and to my left,
oh my gosh, what's up guys? I'm Jamie Gray.
What up y'all? It's your boy Jay Lamar in the building.
Yo, and unfortunately we were missing Sierra, but she's booked and busy.
All right.
Like we like
okay.
it.
Like yeah,
okay.
Like it.
That's how we do.
All right, coins in the pocket, you know, in the wallet, dollar bills. You know, but like I said, we have so many cool topics that we have to talk about. Well, cool and, you know, controversial.
Mm-hmm.
The first one though, I don't know if you guys heard about Kevin Hart. I feel like Kevin Hart has been going through so much.
Week after week.
Wow.
It's just been so much, but yes. So Kevin Hart got sued by the woman that he did the sex tape with. She is suing for what? $60 million, okay? And guess who's her attorney? Lisa Bloom, who's always behind
of
something.
Course.
You know?
She don't play.
So if you guys remember, Kevin Hart had that sex tape back in 2017 in a Vegas hotel. The woman that he had the sex tape with was Montia Savage. And she claims that Kevin Hart conspired with his friend JT Jackson to post the, or she actually put the camera inside the hotel room. That's what she's saying.
Did y'all see the sex tape?
I did see the sex tape.
How was
Wait,
it?
I saw
like 1 to 10.
I mean, you don't really see much.
1 to 10.
I cannot deal.
Wow.
So, I mean, I was going to show some pictures, but I was like, we don't really need all that.
Dang, I want to see them.
I know.
It's yeah, real, I didn't see it.
You know, it's promiscuous. So the thing is, though, what if you guys know anything about the sex scandal, it was when he was in Vegas and he was like partying up with her the entire night. Like, there's literally like pictures back to back of him being out with her.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is what it is for some people, and that's why she's taking the legal action that she is right now. She's saying that Kevin Hart and his friend JT Jackson pretty much plotted to do this. And she says that this happened because he had a comedy tour that was coming up, and so he needed publicity. And she's saying that, you know, that's what happened. But
did they want to train on her?
No. Oh. JT, his friend. Right. No.
Come on,
JT.
On the train. Hey,
and right. Right.
You know. I cannot. You know, they had a nice little whatever it could have been, but no. JT's been charged with 2 counts of extortion, so, and he denies all of it. He says that he did not have any part of this at all, and that, and obviously Kevin Hart denies it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Montia is suing for intentional infliction of emotional distress and invasion of privacy. She wants $60 million, okay?
Woo!
So, this is my thing.
Videotape me for $60 million.
Right.
But see, this, first of all, though, where are you coming
actress.
Up with these funds? Because she had a video that came out where she's with Lisa Bloom explaining, like, oh, I'm not a stripper. Mm-hmm. I didn't do this for the money, but you want $60 million. So, this is my thing. When it comes to side pieces, you knew this man was married.
Period.
This is, let's start there.
Yeah.
I would never go into any situation knowing that this person is married and I shouldn't, like, why would you not feel bad about?
Because you got good morals.
You got morals,
but
yeah.
My thing is, here's what I think some of them are thinking, and not that I thought it, but here, let's just...
You know,
let's just put it out there.
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
If there is a married man who has a wife who has probably witnessed him cheating on her before,
right.
Sounds like she's okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
So she might be saying, well, if the wife knows that he's cheated before, knows he's out here, what is it going to hurt?
Stopping me.
But also, it's like no telling what Kevin Hart may be telling the people, too. Because he could have told her that my wife is very accepting of me.
Open relationship.
Me being with you, and it's okay. And, you know, maybe, you know, if I just... Because let me tell y'all a story. So back in the day, at my old job, I had met this lady, one of my coworkers, and, like, she was tipping out at a hotel, like, in the middle of the night. Hope she not watching. she was tipping out, and I'm like... And I was headed to, like, a club. I'm like, where are you going? She's like, I'll tell you tomorrow. So literally, like, that morning...
So when you say old woman, how old is she?
I mean, like, 55.
Oh.
Get it.
So that next morning, like, I'm going down to breakfast, and, like, she's coming back up in the same clothes I've seen her leave in the night before.
Mm.
I know she has a husband. So, like, a couple hours later, she comes back down refreshed, and she was like, okay, well, me and my husband have this thing. When we're out of town, we're allowed to be with other people.
Do what we do.
I just have to tell him who the person is.
Oh.
Send him a picture, and then he wants to hear about it once I come back to my hotel.
Ow! I don't know about...
That sounds dangerous.
That's deep.
Because, you know, men are sensitive, yeah. and they can't handle when
but
you...
But some people...
Them.
That open relationship thing is very, like, it's common.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
If you've been together, especially if you've been together, like, 20, 30 years.
You just, like, I want to explore different
yeah.
things.
I don't want it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If my husband is watching, that ain't what we doing.
Right. Okay. Cause
At all. I wish.
No, I wish. It won't happen.
Right. Upon a star,
do we believe her, though? Like.
Okay, I'm going to say this.
I got to see the video.
Right.
This tonight. Is my thing.
Bring the popcorn.
I feel like if I don't know, because I don't, I mean, none of us were in the bedroom. None of us know her personally. I don't know, so I don't want to put anything that could be possibly yeah. slut shaming or even, you know, it's the Me Too movement is very alive right now. We need to protect it because it's doing a lot of good things for victims who mm-hmm. are actually victims.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, there are a lot of whores out in the world, and I'm sorry, but I'm using that because there are actually, you yeah. know, people who hold themselves.
They're real.
And you're asking for $60 million? I just think that, and it's not about the money? Or you just are being an opportunist and saying, okay, well, I know you rich and you messed up. I want $60 million. If that's right. the case, then I would just rather you be honest about
like,
it.
Like, that's how did she come up with the number?
That's a
60.
Large lump sum of money.
To say that you...
Million.
Right.
What is that even covering? Like, you know, is it for shame and everything that
she
you...
She said infliction of...
jobs?
That's what infliction of emotional distress and invasion of privacy. So invasion of privacy, I could see that one.
Okay,
and I
sorry.
Guess infliction of emotional stress. Right. Invasion of privacy.
Right.
But, I mean, because, yeah, if your body...
But have we really been thinking about this, though, y'all? Like,
I was going to say...
No, it's not really relevant.
Well, exactly. And I just feel like it's a lot. I just feel like it just seems... The timing is very weird with Kevin Hart, one of being in the hospital, sending our prayers out to him. Then the whole...
Lil Nas X situation.
Lil Nas X. Kevin, listen, wherever you are, rest up. Because you got a lot of things that you got to tackle when you get about that hospital.
He's going to talk about it on tour. Yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
When he has his own show.
But like you said, she knew what she was doing when she walked into that situation.
Yeah.
And it's kind
of
like...
A lot of them do. That's the
but
thing.
But I don't understand why celebrity men, why are they not cautious about the people that
yep.
they have around them?
I agree.
You're bringing these women into your hotel rooms,
yep.
into your cars and stuff like that. You know that they're only with you for one particular reason.
Absolutely.
It's because you're a celebrity.
Right.
They're going to try to capitalize off anything that you do.
Yeah.
So why are men not educated enough to think like
yeah.
they just make the dumbest mistakes? Like, we can name so many, but my thing is like, have, you know, an NDA. Have them sign something.
Quavo, that's what Quavo said.
Chris Brown does it.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
I mean, because I'm sure he had to learn the hard way. Like, I'm Drake. I know he's embarrassed about what happened with his situation. You know, it's just y'all got to do better.
Pathetic.
That don't make no sense.
It doesn't make sense.
And we out here.
You know,
ready.
I mean, ready.
Good night.
NDA signed.
Right.
We signed.
I got a pen.
I got a pen.
Gel. What color?
What you need?
I have a whole pack.
Right.
Jamie 60. Got the gel pens.
Not the gel pens. Okay. Bring gel pens back. But, you know, so LeBron James, it's been, I don't know, it's been a lot. LeBron James has been doing a lot. And Taco
As
Tuesday,
yeah.
he's been trying to trademark it. But Jay Lamar, please tell us about it.
Yes.
So if y'all don't know, NBA star, Cleveland Cavaliers star, LA Lakers star, you know, star of the shop. My homie LeBron James recently submitted an application to the trademark office to have Taco Tuesday trademarked.
Mm-hmm. For his own use.
For his own use. So if y'all know, every Tuesday, LeBron James... You know, his family has tacos wherever they are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And his catchphrase is...
Taco Tuesday! I can't do the rest because...
But when he submitted the application to the trademark office, everybody was already like, why would he do that anyway? Well, the trademark office actually declined his application.
Good.
As they should.
Good.
They said that it's a commonplace message and he cannot own the rights or make any money from the rights of Taco Tuesdays, which made a lot of Mexican restaurants very, very happy because they felt like that was going to hurt their business if LeBron James trademarked Taco Tuesday and tried to make money from Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, overall, genius idea. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. But also, bad decision.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, LeBron, you are black. I would feel some type of way about somebody trying to trademark soul food. Or
just something that you know black people do. That, and, that's, and that's our thing.
Yes, or absolutely. Trying to trademark black Twitter. Something like that. It's like, what?
What? Mm-hmm.
But I could actually see a white person doing that and getting away with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
But, I mean, that's like him trying to trademark Man Crush Monday, Woman Crush Wednesday.
And Kim trying to trademark kimono.
Right,
girl,
right.
Stop it. You take a nap.
All the power that they have, and I think they take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
Like, even with Beyonce and Jay-Z trying to trademark, remember Blue Ivy's name?
Yeah.
Well,
and
then, see, I agree with...
But it was already another brand that had it before, and it's like, I get that's your daughter's name, but relax.
Well, I just felt like my biggest issue with Taco Tuesday, period, like, not just only him trademarking it, but every single week when he does his family gatherings, it's... Because black people of color cannot be racist. It's prejudice and it's wrong. Yeah. It's disrespectful for them to be doing the chants or their traditional cultural, like wearing the sombreros and stuff like that. Like half the time, you don't even see Mexicans doing that.
Right.
You know? So, and then like if you go in, what's the party stores? And you can see the sombreros and
exactly.
the ponchos being on, like being sold. And it's just wild to me. And I just feel like LeBron James talks so much about injustices towards black people that he should have known better.
Well, the U.S. Patent Office did offer LeBron James the opportunity to be able to use it on podcasts and certain projects.
Okay.
So they did offer him that, opposed to him trademarking the name. They did say that you can use it on certain projects.
Yeah, because the Mexican restaurant was stepping up to trademark it, too.
The Mexican restaurant wasn't playing with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they, essentially, the U.S. Trademark Office decided nobody can use it because it's a common phrase for everybody.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
So we can take it to Black Twitter. I thought this was a little funny little tweet. It says, a black man trying to own the rights to tacos? Where is the cultural appropriation energy at? That's what I thought. Double standard.
It is.
Facts.
Mm. Absolutely.
Did he ever apologize?
No. He is... LeBron James... Like, I love LeBron James.
Right.
I love LeBron James. But I do kind of get this energy that he's kind of like... I'm who I am.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter. Don't care. Y'all, like, and I get, like, this is the thing, too, with black and brown people, and just black people with versus everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We get so much taken from our race that I feel like black people sometimes feel comfortable with doing it to other people because they're like, well, y'all do it to us. But we need to treat people the way that we want to be treated.
Do you think that he thought that, though?
Kind of.
I mean, I'm sorry, like, Savannah.
Girl!
Oh, happy anniversary,
even
y'all. It's the anniversary.
Oh, okay.
Love
happy
you.
Anniversary.
We love y'all. Black love. No, I mean, we're going to check you, though. Like, you know, you're always, you need to be held accountable.
I don't think that he thought it out like that. I think that he more so found a phrase, wanted to use it, wanted to make money for it, wanted to make t-shirts, hats, or whatever. I don't think he thought it through like that.
Because a lot of people were, like, starting to post. I mean, we always post about Taco Tuesday, but I think there was a little bit of a surge when he started to do it.
Yeah.
To where I was starting to get, like, DMs like, it's Taco Tuesday, and I'm like, okay.
Do y'all know Meg Thee Stallion trademarked Hot Girl Summer?
She is trying to trademark Hot Girl Summer.
Did it get approved?
I don't know. We have to check on that.
Because everyone's using that, and I'm like, she did start that, so.
Yeah, and that would make sense.
Exactly.
This has nothing to do with any race. It's just you.
Right.
But yeah, so a lot of other things that have to do with the race is people getting only 14 days in prison when they doing college admission scams.
Talk about it.
Okay, we will right now.
Yeah.
So Felicity Huffman is only getting 14 days, y'all, in prison for scamming college admissions in order to get her daughter into top tier elite schools. So just so y'all know, she paid $15,000 to rig her daughter's SAT scores. And this is obviously, this has been going on, I think this started in April when it kind of came out, because it was Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. If y'all don't know Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives, Lori Loughlin for
Full House.
And their daughters, as rich as they are, as privileged as they are, as white as they are, could not get into these top tier schools on their own. Some of them were mocking up different athletic pictures of actual athletes.
What, doing the rowing?
Rowing. She said she hated school.
Just a hot mess.
They didn't even want to go to school.
They didn't even want it to be YouTube stars.
Which I know they lied on that.
But it's just all been a mess. But it came out that she was only going to get 14 days in prison. I think that was on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have been reacting to it. One of the people who were reacting was Judge Mathis, who took to Instagram and compared how Tanya McDowell, a homeless black woman, received 5 years in prison because she changed the address on her 5-year-old's enrollment information so that he could go to a better school. This was back in 2011. So what Judge Mathis had to say was, it's 14 days versus 5 years. Actress Felicity Huffman was sentenced to 14 days. I'm just going to sum it up. But he pretty much was saying, what's the big difference between black people and rich, white, privileged people? And John Legend came in and chimed in. And this is, we're going to get into this because he just bugged. He really just threw me for a loop.
Oh, Lord.
So, he says on Twitter, I get why everyone gets mad when rich person X gets a short sentence and poor person of color Y gets a long one. The singer wrote, the answer isn't for X to get more, it's for both of them to get less or even none. We should level down, not up. John Legend.
This is not the time.
Not the time. Inappropriate. Where were you in 2011 for Tanya?
Yeah.
You know, like, honestly, like, this is my thing. Why did it take a white, rich woman for you to have an opinion about something not being right? That, and it's always that way where it becomes the white face having to be the movement for something, right, when black people have been being oppressed for so long.
This is my issue with this. I did not equate this to being a race issue,
mm-hmm,
at first. We know white privilege is a big thing. Okay, that, right, that was a big thing. I do not think that Felicity Huffman should have did any time in jail because she did not cause any harm to anybody. I do not think the homeless mother should have done any time in jail. She was just trying to advance her child. I don't think that this should have even went as far as it did. I think that this should have been one of them things to where maybe she was slapped with a fine. Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
The homeless mom and Felicity Huffman should have been slapped with a fine, and that's it.
Well, this
I don't think it was, even in the court case when you read the documents, Felicity Huffman didn't cause any harm to anybody. No, nobody's child did not go to school because of her. Nobody's child did not miss out on a scholarship because her child went in. They said that. They said nobody missed out on anything. So this, she's more so being made an example of, in anything. But I don't think that, I don't equate this to the race. To me, the judicial system is kind of messed up. I don't think that anybody should have did any type of time for this.
I think go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jamie.
I was just going to say, I think it's a little bit of everything. Like, as far as people changing their address, that's been happening.
Right.
Like,
I did
now
that.
There's a way that you can, I think, fill out a form with the county to
you
get
can,
that done.
Which is what my parents did.
Right. So maybe she just was not aware of that. But to give her 5 years in jail,
that was
totally messed up. But I think that because she knew what she was doing and the school did, there should be other people involved in this. So some sort of misdemeanor, make her do some community service, make her also pay an additional fine. You know, triple
she is
that.
Paying. She is paying money.
I think it's $50,000 though.
Yeah,
it's something small. I think that what her community service should be
is paying somebody else's.
Not that. I don't think that she will learn her lesson from keep dishing out money because she has the money to dish out. I think her actually going in and maybe talking to the kids that are want to go to college, or maybe helping kids like enroll in college or something like that. Like put her in the core or right in the center of, you know, unprivileged children who didn't have the opportunities that her daughter had.
Or make her take a mandatory course at the college
make
herself.
Her take her SAT.
I just feel like this takes, it does take away the opportunities for people who work hard. Because it's, you're literally just saying, okay, I can pay my student or my child into college, when it's kids like that black girl who was getting attacked because she made high SAT scores or ACT scores, and they were trying to investigate how she got high ACT scores, saying that she cheated. So for me, it's like, it's a race issue because it's a white woman and this is advancing her. I don't know. Like the same thing with Dr. Dre, his daughter. He paid money towards the school and that helped his child get in.
Yeah, absolutely.
You were just paying off people to give you a fake ACT test and be an athlete for fake. So my thing
I think her daughter just paid the SAT though.
She did. You know, no, Lori Loughlin. I'm just talking about all of them that are involved in the case. But yeah, I just feel like there's a lot of black and brown kids and a lot of just kids of color, period, who work their butts off to get into those those top tier schools and they don't get those spaces because white faces are saying, you know what, I just want to, you know, give my kid that little stretch.
Yeah.
The reason why I guess I don't see it as a race issue is because I think that as a black man, if I had a child that I wanted to go to a particular school and I had the funds to put them there, and somebody was like, well, if you give me $15,000, I can get them a...
Well, give them a tutor.
SAT score.
But I still want my kid to be smart. We're not having no dumb kids.
No, well, for real.
I'm thinking, I wouldn't do this, but I'm just thinking as a rich person. It's like, oh, if money has solved all my issues...
See,
I would be like, oh,
yeah,
okay,
it's like
yeah,
a second
oh,
nature.
Yeah, it's $15,000.
But that's a socioeconomic issue as well, is that they have the ability to make this amount of money because of race. It's all race. Like, at the end of the day, it all goes back to race and why people get away with certain things. And
so do you feel like she should have did 5 years?
I think that she needs to get the same thing that is in that state, whatever mm-hmm. state she did it in, whatever.
Was it Boston? I mean, was it Massachusetts?
I don't know. I forget what.
Because the case is in Boston.
But because, well, I'd read that it's, for all the offenses that she had, she would have been in years for 40, she would have been in prison for 47 years for everything that she did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's, because it's fraud.
You're like committing email fraud. And stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like you're committed, that's a, it's a federal offense, mm-hmm. like a felony. So, I mean, 14 days, I don't know.
But even Martha Stewart, she was in jail longer, and she's another white woman. So I'm like, I feel like give her at least a year. Like,
seriously,
teach her a lesson.
14, just exactly.
And I bet you, like, some small part of her not only resents herself, but also her daughter. Because, like, dang, I just got you in school, and now I'm in trouble for, like, even though she knows it's her fault, she's probably been blaming everybody.
But what do you think a year would have taught her?
Girl, consequences happen.
They got classes in jail.
Cause and effect. Let's let some of them homegirls in prison teach you about what it is to.
What do you think 5 years taught the homeless mom?
But the difference is that the black woman has always had to do this. Not mm-hmm. even just the black people have always had to finesse in mm-hmm. order to get just a little bit as close as what white people are doing.
Listen to what you're saying. So you're saying that it's okay because she's black.
No, it's not okay. No, it's not okay.
Why shouldn't she? I'm playing devil's advocate.
Right.
Why shouldn't they both have done the same amount of time?
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. You're saying that she shouldn't have did the 5 years, which I agree 100%.
No, yeah. I'm saying that if you commit this crime, mm-hmm. regardless of what race it is, it needs to be equal across the board. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care what race you are. If you commit this crime and this state is saying this is how long you have to go to prison, then that's how long you have to go to prison. Mm-hmm. I'm saying the intentions are different for the black woman versus Felicity, who mm-hmm. could have easily put money into her kids' tutoring, into education programs. You could have done so many other options that this homeless black woman did not have. You're using your privilege to the fullest and saying, okay, I want to... In USC...
Right.
Come on now.
Exactly.
But our methods to survive as black people are completely different.
That's what I'm saying.
And we got to do better on that. I feel like because she had the money, she also had the money and the resources to get a good lawyer. The homeless woman is not going to be able to get that at all.
Exactly.
So that's also probably why she got 5 years, because...
Where was the public attention for that? That's what I want to know.
John Legend. Yeah. Where were you?
And as much as I love John Legend, he does hop on different things.
Yes.
Even with the R. Kelly thing, I think a lot of people were just like, where'd you come from?
Mm-hmm.
Even Dame Dash was like, bruh, like, we appreciate it, but
this
is weird. Where have you been?
When people get a certain type of money.
And like they work together, too. So, you know.
It's same. Listen, like, girl, the tea, okay? But the real tea is that Dennis Rodman says that at least 10 to 20% of professional athletes are gay. Jamie, tell us about it.
Oh, my gosh. So, you guys saw the 30 for 30 documentary on ESPN. I love a good documentary. Oh. And, of course, you can see Dennis Rodman right here. So, yeah, he thinks
is
that...
Is it bad that I would date him?
No.
No, but I would judge you a little bit.
Why? What's He's new? Interesting.
When I put up my Rolls Royce, maybe judge
maybe,
me.
Maybe... You know what? Actually, no. Yeah, I would judge. Even when I was a kid, I was like, what is that? With the piercings and the colors and the tattoos.
He's like NBA's
and the lips. But I have a thing about mouths. You know, anyway. So you guys might know Dennis Rodman, or those of you who don't, he played for the Detroit Pistons, San Antonio Spurs, Chicago Bulls, LA Lakers, Dallas Mavericks, and more. So he had his documentary where he does say that 10 to 20% of men or athletes are gay. Mm-hmm. My thing is, where did he get this number?
Right, okay. That's
from experience.
But I do think that it has some truth. He says, I don't know why people haven't come out before. It's cool that people are coming out being, you know, gay or homosexual or whatever, lesbian and stuff like that. So he has his own interesting way to say that. And I think, you know, a lot of people do assume that Dennis himself is gay. I've mm-hmm. gotten that little vibe too.
Queer, at least.
A little queer. And he even said, you know, I was at drag clubs. I was dressing in drag, as he was when he was with Carmen Electra.
Yeah.
And he said that the gay community embraced him. He said, if you're gay, I didn't give a damn. So he says he's not gay, but that it ultimately does not matter. The larger point is that people should feel safe to be themselves. He also said that he just would not be surprised. It wouldn't shock anyone.
I mean, more
do
men.
Do we agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I think more than 10 to 20% of the men that you meet every day are gay.
My thing is this. I definitely agree with him to a certain extent, but it's also 2019. I think it's still hard for some people to come out. When I think mm-hmm. of, you know, there are other gay athletes who have come out, but also some who have been closeted. Like when I think of, like, Aaron Hernandez,
mm-hmm.
the football player who he killed another football player, and then in turn killed himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's self-hatred. So I think because it is a, they call it like a man's sport, they don't see any type of femininity in it. I think it's hard for them to see a gay person in that. I think the gay person themselves, it's hard for them to address that.
Yeah. I think that because I think that when they're playing the sport and if they get hit too hard or they get an injury, they're often called, you know, oh, man, you acting gay, or man, you acting like a girl, or man, you acting feminine. So it's hard for those people to, like, come out the closet and be authentically who they are. And I think that what people don't understand is gay has no look.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I think that when you live in bigger cities, you see that. Like, a gay man can look like me. A gay man can look like, you know, like...
Yeah.
Like
anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that...
Anderson Cooper. Because he could still, you know...
Hey, you think Anderson Cooper can pass?
No. I mean... If Silver I
Fox.
To me nah. Anderson he no not I will say in whatever the stereotypical flamboyant gay man is Anderson is not that.
No, he's
like Don Lemon.
He's studious to
right
me.
Don Lemon, you wouldn't just know off top looking right. at him that he is a gay man, but as soon as you if you see him like when he's chilling, then you would kind of be like, oh, okay.
Well, like the Karamos,
that's I was about to say that because I remember that Real World episode from back in the day. I was like, he's gay?
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to tell.
He's a different
look as far as gay, you know. And Michael Sam.
I was just going to say Michael Sam because Dennis had said that there's nobody that's out in the NFL. Oh, Michael Sam was, he went to Mizzou, he played football, and he was an openly gay college football athlete.
Gotcha. And he felt like that was the reason why he didn't. He went pro.
Yeah.
But then, you know.
Briefly.
And he felt like that's the reason why he didn't have a long career.
Which, and the thing is, it's a lot of DL things that I hear about, especially in the NFL. Like, I hear a lot about NFL.
It's sad because they feel like they have to wait until retirement.
And I mean, think about, like, the locker room. Imagine how toxic that is in there. You know? But I totally agree with him. Let us know your comments down below.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And tell us about how you feel about Rihanna. Well, this is why Rihanna has waited since 2016 to give us something, because y'all don't know how to act.
She ain't playing with y'all.
She isn't. And and honestly, after that, I'd be like, you know what? You're not getting that.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't know how to act and you want to make me pregnant or not. But anyway, so last Friday, Rihanna went trending after her diamond ball when she was performing on stage, because people saw a picture of her performing and the stomach apparently looked like she had like a bump, or it could have been like her clothes coming in, like, you know, gathering or something like that. So now people are or were assuming that she was pregnant. And it really, I liked this conversation because I don't think we ever really think about the stuff that we impose or project onto celebrities. Mm-hmm. And because they have the status that they have, we feel like, oh, we can do whatever we want and say what we want. Like Nikki said, what makes you think that just because I'm a celebrity or I have this many likes and followers that you can say whatever you want to me?
Exactly.
Same with Cardi. Cardi, they don't, listen, I'm all about dragging, okay? If somebody talks about you, it don't matter
like
where
you... Walk him like a dog. Walk him like a dog.
Right, look, Cardi. By the dog walker, what she put in her caption. But yeah, like, I just feel like it's messed up that people have done this to Rihanna. Like, and I know that she's probably under so much stress already trying to give y'all an album and doing a diamond ball and this fat and fancy and everything.
Yeah. She and trying to make sure it's good.
She looks amazing.
She sure does.
But that interview was a little tricky. Did y'all watch her interview?
Yes.
Where she was like, if I had a daughter, you know, my daughter would be black and my daughter would be this.
Yeah, she was like, in the future, though.
In the future. But it was still like...
But see, this is the thing, is why are we making someone something? Like, just let her live her life. And then just, I think it's weird that we are so obsessed with other people's lives.
Yeah, it is.
It's you know.
It's a bit much.
It is. Like, all the comments, even if you just think about the concept of the comment section, the fact that there are people who really feel like all these other people give a damn about what I have to say, like, it's just like, okay, unless you're saying something positive, like, oh my gosh, girl, like, you look great. But when people are really dragging other people in comments, it's just like, wow.
It's a bit much. It's like, you really think you know that person.
A 9 to 5.
Rihanna pregnant.
You think so?
I have a feeling.
But her boo wasn't there, though. That's what's another thing, is like, who's
he?
She
might have been at work.
I mean, he lives in Saudi Arabia. He got a lot to do.
Yeah.
Is this man from Saudi Arabia, y'all?
But this is why I think that she was so like emphasizing my daughter's gonna be black. My daughter's gonna be black. Because her daughter's gonna be biracial. I think Rihanna pregnant.
So she did, she looked pregnant, and I was like, it's a boy, because it was hanging low.
I think it's a girl. We'll put money on it.
We gotta put money on it. Money is getting real big for Megan Thee Stallion, because she just signed a new management deal. Rick Rock Nation. I know.
Which come we saw. On, big old three.
Okay.
Big old
hey. Listen, what's y'all favorite line?
Oh, man.
Good night.
There's so many. There's too many to tell.
I'm gonna make them pay for the.
I like cut a nick, but up because my checks. Wait, no, cut a nigga off and my checks got bigger. That's my line. Cut a Negro off and my checks got bigger.
I there's too many accounts. I was listening to her on my way over here too.
Well, and then Lil Baby's that song with her, or DaBaby, the one that she has with him, is like amazing too. But
I like I'm in his. I'm making my bag, but I'm in his too.
Okay.
If I didn't hear you say me, I got some new shoes.
Right. No, my friend was like, I mean, I just thought you had some new shoes. I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out.
I'm in a welfare bag.
You know, yes. But now it's time to get into our signature segments. And first, we're going to start off with Who Said It?
Ooh, who said that? All right. My favorite segment. Okay, guys. So we all have our favorite celebrities. You might think you know them, but do you really? So we're going to play a little game. I'm going to read an anonymous tweet. You got to let me know who it is, okay? So who said that? All right, first one. It says.
Did you add that little tent?
I didn't. But thank you for thinking I did.
I didn't.
Okay. I will be releasing all of my albums as visual albums. I'll be making a video for every song I've ever made. What songs do y'all want to see videos for?
Every song I've ever made.
Right. Okay, what so that could be a lot. So is it Rihanna? You know, we are expecting an album from her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it Ja Rule? Mm-mm. Or is it Missy Elliott?
Missy.
Oh my God.
Okay, Missy. Ooh, right.
That's so many videos, Missy.
No, Ja Rule, because he, you know, he be cutting up. I'm going to say Ja Rule.
Well, right, Ja Rule's catalog is smaller.
Right, which would be easier.
It would be easier.
So. But Missy, I mean, she does have all the great music. Missy, that is a lot. That's a lot.
She already got a music video for every song.
And her little Vanguard performance is a little too short. So.
Her what?
Her Vanguard performance at the VMAs. I was like 6 minutes.
What if it had been on BET? It would have given her 10 minutes.
They would have. They would
talk about that.
Let's talk about it. So what's your answer?
I'm gonna say Ja Rule.
Ding ding ding. Good job, y'all.
Bro, look at her trying to sway us though. But Missy Elliott, she has like, you know.
I just want you guys to use your noodle, use your brain. Okay? Alright, the next tweet. Alright. Next tweet says, they do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. Bitches are mad, bitches are trash. Ooh, Oscar's a grouch. I like that.
Oh,
all
my
right.
God.
So is this Masika Kalisha?
Oh.
Is it Cardi B? I mean, it is her lyrics. Or is it Malibu Mitch?
Masika.
Mm. I'm going to do Malibu.
Oh, Rocky. Well, J. Lamar got it. Yeah. It's Masika.
Masika be petty.
She is. You said,
it's okay. Well, I'm very proud of you guys. One more, okay?
Yes.
All right, now this one says, hey, Postmates, this girl Tiffany W. Stole my food, and she lucky I don't fight no more.
Ooh, wow. That happened to me.
Posted her picture,
what?
Too. Wow. I don't like it. I don't like it either.
Nah,
all right.
I will chase you down on your bike, scooter, or whatever.
No, for real, though. Right. All right. Better Business Bureau. Okay. Is it Erykah Badu? Because you know she don't play.
Right. Don't. But she be late there.
Is it Tiana Taylor? Because I feel like she would throw them bows.
Right. Well.
Or is it Lizzo?
Lizzo.
Lizzo be hungry. Lizzo.
She be eating. Lizzo be eating.
Lizzo.
All right. Ding, ding, ding. Y'all got it. Hey. Well, good job.
I know. I like that she's putting on for women of her her body image.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
It looks great. Lizzo.
Have you seen that video of that guy, the dad, at the concert?
I did.
Oh, no.
He was lit.
Oh, my God. He was so lit.
Oh, my goodness.
He knew all the words.
Oh, wait. White man.
Yeah, white man.
Yes.
White man. Oh, white power.
White man.
I can't.
You know, I be seeing Lizzo in the streets. I might ask her to come.
Tell her, come on.
Oh, my God.
Have y'all been to Everyday People? I want to drag you there.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's always there.
Really? Real normal, regular, degular, schmegular.
Kicking it.
Okay.
Your song number one this week, you know that?
Oh, yeah, I did hear that she was at Everyday People, and she pushed my friend. I think she was drunk.
She a Taurus, like so.
She, yeah, you know, they're bulls.
Bullies. No. What?
I wasn't lying. You see what I mean?
Wait, I know.
Wow.
We might be button heads on this next topic.
What?
Next.
Yes, segue.
Okay, come on. You know. Oh, whoa.
We got music.
Whoa, come on. Wait a minute. Joshua doing it.
Wait.
Whoa. But yes, our new signature segment is called Topic of the Week, where we talk about things that are controversial. Because, and this topic today, I feel like we've been trying to get into every single episode that we have Black Twitter, and we just haven't done it. So how Topic of the Week works is whenever we have a discussion that's like, you know, real controversial or might, you know, have a lot of different perspectives, we're going to discuss it and we're going to go all in raw style. Okay. WWE.
What's this
baby?
Topic?
What to do,
topic?
Baby? So the topic of the week this week is, what are your thoughts on interracial dating? So this is from Black Women Own. If you guys have not seen it, it's Oprah's new panel discussion show, which is great, by the way, on YouTube. You can watch it. The question that they pose is, should Black women be open to dating outside their race? Now, obviously, we have a man on our panel as well, so we can also talk to you about interracial dating.
I guess.
So, first question, though, is, have you guys dated interracially, and or would you?
I have, and I would again. Here's the thing, my Black women, I am all for Black women that say that they want to stick to their race. Maybe that's what you're used to, but please don't hinder yourself, because the Black men are not hindering themselves. They're
out here.
The world is their oyster, mm-hmm. and they got plenty of oysters, okay, from all over the sea. So I just, you know, I just think that we really hinder ourselves when we just say only Black men. Mm-hmm. I say try new things, expand your horizons. You just never know. And your king could be white, Hispanic, Black, Puerto Rican, Haitian. You know, and again, expand your horizons. You literally have nothing to lose if you do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have yet to date outside of my race.
So it's only been Black men?
Yeah, my ex was like Black and Puerto Rican.
Oh, well, Black.
Black, but he was Black.
Negro. So,
Negro. But yeah, I have yet to date outside my race. I am not limiting myself to just Black men. I love Black men. That's what
they're
all about. But I'm not limiting myself. I would be open to trying to date outside my race. But it does scare me to date outside my race because I want somebody to understand my culture, respect it.
Facts.
And know the struggles that it is to be a Black man in this world.
So you said you dated, you said he was half Puerto Rican, half Black.
Mm-hmm.
And you, what races have you dated, Jamie?
White and Arab.
Oh,
Middle Eastern. He was Iraqi. And, you know, I had like the, he was actually really great. it was a difference. And like, even just with the names, and I think just with our country and the stereotypes, I was a little nervous, mm-hmm. but I was really proud of myself for stepping out there. And it was nice, you know, while it lasted. But, I want us to just try a little bit harder to do that. But I get it. It's a little nervous because I know people that are in interracial relationships, and I get a little bit iffy about it because sometimes you might take on their ideologies of, you know, what Black people are and how we act. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you don't want to internalize that and start to hate your own race.
Yeah,
so you have to be very strong in who you are and make sure they know exactly who you are and where you come from.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
I have dated interracially.
Yes, Rocky.
I've dated white and Latinx.
Okay.
So, this was when I was younger. I will say this, I love Black men. That is my first Alpha and Omega.
Jesus.
Alpha and Omega is first and last. It doesn't necessarily always mean
the
Bible.
Right. She right.
anyway.
Down to one church.
But not literally. Good night. I cannot deal. But yes, I have dated interracially, but I do love Black men. I knew when I was dating interracially that my husband was going to be a Black man. This is the thing. I feel like love who you love, but at the end of the day, do I think that Black love is the most important and what you should strive for?
Yes.
Then yes, absolutely. To me, I would not feel my most self or my best self with any other person than a Black man. And I want, you know, Black babies. Full Black babies.
I'm with you on that. Like, I want my kids to look like me, right? Or if they are biracial, I'm like, well, still look like me, please.
That one drop rule, though, girl, you know.
I mean, and I want them to embrace both cultures, you know. Hey, Black men.
I come from a very blended family. My family is everything.
Both especially being from the Midwest.
Both of my grandparents are biracial.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I come from a blend, a mix of everything. So I am appreciative of the different cultures that somebody may bring into my life if they are not Black.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. My friends that tend to date outside their race more often, they're looked bad upon when they're out on their dates and stuff like that. They said that they experience like racism.
Are they men or women?
Men and women. My girlfriends and my guy friends.
Well, can I ask you something?
Hold on. This is the question. This is one of the questions,
okay.
though.
Ooh.
So, is it okay to prefer another race over your own?
No.
I agree.
I think it's the ultimate form of self-hate.
Hate, absolutely.
You know, no matter what your parent looks like, I think sometimes even like biracial people who we might identify as black, if let's say if their mother is white, mm-hmm. they might want someone who is lighter or white, but it's like you are literally Xing out an entire group of people that you're not even giving a chance.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with somebody having a preference as to
what we have to define what a preference is.
But is it okay for a black man or black woman to say that they don't prefer to date their race? That they don't want to date their race?
I don't see an initial problem with it if they don't have a hatred towards their race.
Well, that's
but if it's just a preference, like I thoroughly enjoy dating Latin men. I thoroughly enjoy dating white men.
Right.
Then that's their preference.
Well, but see, that's grouping a whole group of people.
Well, but it's not even that. It's think about why you're saying that that's your preference. So mm-hmm. if I say I don't prefer to date black men, why? Is it because of how they look? Because if you say it's how they look, that's how you look. You come from a black mother and a black man.
If it's something like that, that's understandable. But if it's just like I'm just attracted to, like you're naturally attracted to men, you're naturally attracted to men.
Yeah.
You know, so I wouldn't say, oh, well, you haven't given women a try yet.
But well, no, but
that, I think it's okay to be open with that. Yeah, race and sex.
Sexuality is different.
But that's who they're attracted to. I'm just saying that's who I'm using that as a reference. That's who they're attracted to. So what if they're only attracted to white men?
I think it's borderline fetish.
Yes.
Because, for instance, there was this white guy who was very into me. I mean, I don't blame him. And he was like, I love black women. And I was just, I never even brought this up. And I was like, why even bring this up? He says, particular dark skinned women. And it was just very creepy and fetishy.
Cringy.
And he just only spoke to black women. To me, you sound like the dude that watches ebony porn in your free time. Okay.
Yeah. Ebony section. But what if you meet a black man and all of his girlfriends look like you? They're all brown, beautiful brown skinned women. Is that a problem? If his preference is brown,
well, that's the thing with colorism, because mm-hmm. and that's like I remember a conversation that really just woke my eyes up to light skin privilege, to mm-hmm. biracial privilege, because that's something that we need to talk about when it comes to dating black women too. Mm-hmm. Is that darker skinned women are typically the ones that are left out, and that has
bottom
to do
of the totem pole.
That has to do mm-hmm. with self hate. Like it was one time I was talking to one of my dark skinned friends, and she was telling me like white men they love me, they appreciate me in a different way. And I was like, well, that would never stop me from dating black men. And she literally said, but you've never had to think about it because you're the preference. And and so for me,
I hate to hear that.
But that's the thing, is that black men, colorism is a thing.
It's like, honestly,
And statistics show that black men are twice as likely to date outside their race than black women are. That's not just because preference. That's because of conditioning, of racism, of mm-hmm. colorism, of texturism.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things that go into why black men do and react the way that they do to, especially with white women on the plantations. That was who you couldn't look at. It was who you couldn't get. It was a status of success at a certain point, which is why you see a lot more black men who are successful dating outside their race. That's not just by coincidence, and we need to stop being like, not saying that you can't love who you love, mm-hmm. but let's not take away from the fact that racism has had a lot to do with why we date the way that we date.
But I feel like we put that on black men, like the Kobe Bryants and
well,
stuff
like
that.
Well, you have a responsibility. You do. I got to hold you accountable.
To marry black?
You don't have to marry black.
I say marry black.
I think it is good to marry black.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, like, just admit it. Like, you know, for instance, again, like, lighter is just more, you know, preferential. But they might look at me and be like, well, she's not that cute. And it's like, no, you know that's a damn lie. But it's just, they're going to look at me as less attractive, even if I might be, let's just say it, more attractive than someone who might be lighter than me. It's just,
but I feel like I'm going to be at the bottom of the totem pole. Black men who just ultimately just fall in love with a woman who is outside of their race, I feel like they're often, like, talked about and frowned upon and dragged because they just fell in love with somebody who's outside their race.
It's usually not love. It's usually lust and, that's all I gotta say.
And we,
Rocky, you know you wrong for this time.
No, listen.
Leave a comment.
If y'all want us to continue this next week, Kasir, we'll be back.
Ooh.
We can have part two because I got more questions that we didn't answer.
I'm gonna bring a black man with me.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As straight black men.
Are we?
So another perspective. So yes, okay. Y'all, unfortunately we've run out of time, but I'm glad you guys stayed with us. Again, my name is Rocky Harris, and you can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
Hey y'all, it's your black queen, Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or on Instagram at Jamie Gray, J-A-I-M-I.
What up, y'all? It's your black king, Jay Lamar. You can find me on all social media platforms at I am Jay Lamar. I'm black as ever.
Hey, oh, yes. Ow. Thank you so much. Our first topic of the week. Stay tuned.
Love it.
We see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Y'all.
Bye. Stay black.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.